This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The government today releases its tally of durable goods, long-lasting, expensive things. The last report from March was a cluster of contradictions. Folks bought more cars, but not much else, and companies bought more airplanes, but less new machinery. So what does the purchases of these goods tell us? Nova Safo explains.
What is a durable good?
Something that will withstand a decent amount of wear and tear and not fall apart.
26-year-old Jessica DeAndrea is shopping for one such thing, furniture.
I feel like I'm in a stable enough financial place that I can, and I'm moving out into my own apartment for the first time.
This is why analysts pay attention to the durable goods report. It measures optimism. Gennady Goldberg is a strategist with TD Securities.
Consumers don't really make very large ticket purchases until they feel very secure and they do actually have money saved up.
For things like refrigerators, TVs, and cars, Ian Shepherdson of Pantheon Macroeconomics says what businesses buy is even more telling.
The one thing that businesses don't do if they're worried about the future is invest large amounts in new equipment.
Which means, Shepherdson says, that spending trends over multiple months offer a valuable economic forecast. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.